नमः सर्वेभ्यः. अद्य कोविदवर्गस्य षट् चत्वारिंशः पाठः, अक्टोबर् मासस्य ऊनविंशः दिनाङ्कः. गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे, गुरुणैव सहास्मिनमो गुरवे. न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो. काव्यभागे अस्माभिः महाकवेः कालिदासस्य रघुवंशमहाकाव्यस्य द्वितीयसर्गात् चितानां श्लोकानां सविस्तरम् अध्ययनं कृतम्. अग्रे पाठ्यक्रमे केचन विषयाः सन्ति, तत्र कदाचित् नाटकादीनां परिचयः, केषाञ्चन शास्त्रकर्तॄणां वैयाकरणानां परिचयः, ज्योतिषशास्त्रज्ञानां परिचयः, गद्यकवीनां परिचयः इत्यादि अस्ति. सो देर् आर् सम् मिसलेनियस् ऐटम्स् इन् द टेक्स्ट् बुक्. सामान्यतः सरलसंस्कृतेनैव लिखितम्, अतः स्वयं पठितुं शक्नुवन्ति. किन्तु तत्र संस्कृतवाङ्मयम् इति यत् कथ्यते, तस्य एकं विहङ्गमावलोकनम्, सो अ बर्ड्स् ऐ व्यू आफ् वाट् एक्साक्ट्लि इस् वाट् आल् इस् प्रेसेण्ट् इन् संस्कृत वेन् वि टाक् अबौट् द टेक्स्ट् इन् संस्कृत. किं किम् अस्ति संस्कृते इति एकम् अवलोकनं कारयितुम् इच्छामि. ओके, सो तत्र लक्ष्यं तु द्विविधं भवति. एकं वयं सर्वे संस्कृतं पठामः, पाठयामः, तत्र किं किम् अस्ति, कियत् ज्ञानम् अस्माकम् अस्यां भाषायां निबद्धमस्ति इति अस्माभिः सर्वैः ज्ञातव्यमेव. ओके, सो वी शुड् आल् नो वाट् द एक्स्टेण्ट् आफ् यु नो द नालेज् विच् इस् प्रेसेण्ट् इन् दिस् लाङ्ग्वेज्, अट् लीस्ट् एन् ओवर् व्यू लैक् वाट् आल् इस् देर्. सो दट् इस् वन् आफ् द ऑब्जेक्टिव्स् आफ् this class and probably the next class also. Dvitiyam, vantaha sarve kovida parikshaam adhitya agre adhyetum nischayena icchanti. So most of you would want to take your studies forward. Tatra kim kim adhyetum shakyate, ke ke vishayaha santi, tatra yatha vayam agre pashyamaha, keshuchit kshetreshu adhyayanam bahu kritam asti, केषुचित् क्षेत्रेषु अस्मिन् काले अध्ययनं तु न्यूनमस्ति. न पठामः वयं संस्कृतज्ञाः इति वदामः, तथापि ईषदपि ज्ञानं न भवति. अतः तत्र किञ्चित् दृष्ट्वा, देर् मैट् बि स्पेशलैज्ड् एरियाज़् विच् यु आर् इण्ट्रेस्टेड् इन् विच् यु डिण्ट् नो मे बि इट् एक्सिस्टेड् और् वेर् टु लुक् फार् इट् और् वाट् कैण्ड् आफ़् टेक्स्ट्स् आर् अवेलेबल्. ओके, सो फार् दट् वील् जस्ट् टेक् एन् ओवर् व्यू आफ् द संस्कृतवाङ्मयम्. सो संस्कृतवाङ्मयं प्राधान्येन द्वेधा भवति, काव्यं शास्त्रम् इति. सो द फस्ट् डिस्क्लेमर् इस् दीस् आर् नाट् वाटर् टैट् कम्पार्ट्मेण्ट्स्. ओके, दिस् इस् जस्ट् अध्ययनसौकर्यार्थं द्वेधा विभक्तम् अस्ति. इट् इस् वेरि डेफिनेट्लि नाट् अ वेरि स्ट्रिक्ट् डिविजन्, बिकास् वयं शास्त्रे पश्यामः बहुषु शास्त्रेषु काव्यांशाः बहुधा भवन्ति. तत्र किम् उच्यते, काव्यं यत्र रसभावस्य प्राधान्यं, रसोत्पत्तिः तन्मूलकः, आनन्दः यत्र प्रधानं लक्ष्यं भवति तत् काव्यत्वेन स्वीकृतम्. यत्र तु बोधस्य अथवा ज्ञानस्य प्राधान्यं भवति तत् शास्त्रम् इति उच्यते. किन्तु तत्र एस् ऐ सेड् इट् इस् नाट् अ स्ट्रिक्ट् डिविजन्. फार् एक्साम्पल् द रामायण is in the Shastra, because it is considered by all of us the Itihasa Puranabhyam Vedam Samupabrahmayet. Vedarthasya Avagamanarthameva Itihasa Ramayanam Mahabharatam Cha. Ataha Tatra Dharmasya Pradhanyam Ramadivad Vartitavyam Na Ravanadivat Iti Karanena Tattu Shastre Asti Asmakam Shastra అష్టాదశ విద్యాస్థానాని చతుర్దశ విద్యాస్థానాని ఇతి యత్ర వదామః తత్ర ఇతిహాసః అపి తత్ర అస్తి కింతు తత్ కావ్యం నవా ఇతి చేత్ నిశ్చయేన కావ్యం. సో డెఫినెట్లీ రామాయణ ఇస్ ప్రాబబ్లీ ద బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ కావ్యస్. మధుమయ ఫణితీనాం మార్గదర్శి మహర్షిః ఇత్యేవ భోజః వాల్మీకిం కథయతి. సో ఈవెన్ టుడే ద బెస్ట్ కావ్య ఇస్ ద రామాయణ. సో ద kind of words that he uses, the kinds of rasa he brings about is definitely the best. Tattu ubhayatra antarbhavati. But just for the purpose of this classification, it may be in one of this. Tathaiva yatra kanichana kavyani bhavanti bhattikavyam iti asti. Bhattikavye kim pradhanam iti chet vastutah vyakarana shastrasya jnanam eva tatra pradhanam bhavati. So there is an intermingling. So samanyataha dvedha vibhaktam asti. Tatra punaha vibhagaha bhavanti. Yatra vayam kavyam iti pashyamaha. Tatra mukhyataha drishyam shravyam iti bhagadvayam bhavati. Atra kechana amshaha maya atraiva raghuvamshasya pithika rupena kathitaha. ఇతోపి కేచన అంశాః ఇదానీం ఉచ్యంతే కించిదివ పునరావృత్తిః స్యాత్ కావ్యాంశే. దృశ్యం యత్ కావ్యం ద్రష్టుం శక్యతే అర్థాత్ దృశ్యరూపేణ అభినయ ద్వారా తస్య ప్రస్తుతిః క్రియతే, విచ్ ఇస్ ప్రైమరీలీ ఇంటెండెడ్ టు బి ఇనాక్టెడ్ ఆన్ స్టేజ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ దృశ్య కావ్య. యత్తు ప్రాధాన్యేన శ్రోతుం అర్హం తత్కాలే తు పఠనం ఇతి నాసీత్. సామాన్యతః శ్రవణం అథవా దర్శనం. అతః శ్రవణ యోగ్యాని కావ్యాని శ్రవ్య కావ్యాని ఇతి ఉచ్యంతే. తత్ర దృశ్య కావ్యే పునః భాగద్వయం అస్తి, రూపకం ఉపరూపకం ఇతి. సో ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ రిఫర్డ్ టు యాజ్ డ్రామా. Okay, anything that is enacted on stage. Kintu tatra prabhedaha santi. Rupakeshu dasha prabhedaha santi. Uparupakeshu ashtadasha prabhedaha santi. Okay, yatha rupakam pashyamaha chet. Natakam prakaranam bhanaha prahasanam dimaha vyayogaha samavakaraha vithi ankaha ఈహామృగః ఇతి దశ రూపకాణి సంతి. కః భేదః ఇతి చేత్ బహుషు అంశేషు భేదాః భవంతి. యథా కావ్యస్య వస్తు కీదృశం భవతి, ప్రధానః రసః కః భవతి, పాత్రాణి కీదృశాని భవంతి, దైర్ఘ్యం లెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్లే. యథా వ్యాయోగః సామాన్యతః ఏకాంకః భవతి, నాటకే తు పంచ అథవా సప్త అంకాని భవంతి. సో ద లెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్లే మే బి డిఫరెంట్. ద మెయిన్ సెంటిమెంట్, సో నాటకే తు శృంగార రసః అథవా వీర రసః, వ్యాయోగే తు హాస్య రసః భవతి. సో ద మెయిన్ సెంటిమెంట్ ఆర్ ద హీరో కీదృశః నాయకః భవతి, కీదృశం కథావస్తు భవతి ఇత్యాధారేణ దశ రూపకాణి సంతి. ఏతేషాం సర్వేషామపి లక్షణాని సంతి. సో ఆల్ దీస్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ డిఫైన్డ్ క్లియర్లీ యాజ్ వీ విల్ సీ లేటర్. ఓకే, సో ఏవం దశ ప్రకారాణి రూపకాణి సంతి. తేషాం విషయే విశిష్య నాటకస్య విషయే అగ్రే విస్తరేణ పశ్యామః. ఏవమేవ ఉపరూపకం ఇతి పశ్యామః చేత్ తత్ర అష్టాదశ ప్రభేదాః సంతి. ఓకే, సో నాటిక, త్రోటకం, గోష్ఠీ, సట్టకం, నాట్యరాసకం, ప్రస్థానం, ఉల్లాప్యం, కావ్యం, ప్రేక్షణ రాసకం, సంలాపకం, శ్రీగదితం, శిల్పకం, విలాసిక, దుర్మల్లిక, ప్రకరణిక, హల్లీష, భణిక ఇత్యేవం ఉపరూపకాణి సంతి. most of these are small dramas of a very specific kind. Okay, so etanyapi santi. So when all these types have been defined, we can imagine how many, you know, samples of this literature must have been there. Ekam tu smartavyam asmakam vangmayam yadasti tatra mahan bhagah nashtah. We have lost a very large amount of literature in both these, whether it is kavya or shastra. We hear, you know, of many of these kavyas, but we don't have the actual copy. So several reasons over time. This has been developing since several thousands of years, and at a times when there were not much of writing materials, no way to preserve them, and so on. And so, and many of them are still lying as manuscripts, which are not yet published, not edited, and so on. Evam sarveshamapi udaharanani labhyanteva iti chet na jnayate. Mayapi etat sarvam pathitam iti to nasti tatra. A few natikas and a sattakam and so on, I might have seen. So we have not seen samples, but when the Shastra has gone into the trouble to divide these and define these, there must have been so many samples. Otherwise, it does not make sense to go into such depth of division, right? So, evam rupakani uparupakani iti drishyakavye antarbhavanti. Shravyakavyam pashyamaha chet tatra trayaha prabhedaha santi gadyam padyam champuhu iti. Gadyakavyam, gadyakavye punaha katha akhyayika iti dvedha prabhedaha asti mukhyataha katha vastunaha ashrena. So gadya is prose. So there katha is mostly an imaginary story, whereas akhyayika is historical story. So at least based on history, it may not be entirely faithful. Kintu itihasadharena nirmitam gadyakavyam akhyayika iti kathyate. Katha tu kavi kalpitam. So samanyataha Banabhattasya granthadvayam udaharanatvena yachanti. Banabhattaha gadyakavishu shreshthatamaha. Tena kadambari harshacharitam iti gadyakavyadvayam likhitamasti. Tatra kadambari katha. So it's a purely imaginary story spanning several janmas and so many characters. A very complicated plot fully imagined by the poet. Harshacharite tu tasya rajyaha shriharshasya katham ashritya tena varnanam kriyate. Tatrapi kalpitaha amshaha syuhu kintu pradhanyena itihasadharena likhitam. Evam katha akhyayika iti prabhedadvayam gadyakavye bhavati. Gadyakavyasya vishaye mukhyanam gadyakavinam vishaye agre kinchit pashyamaha. Padyakavye tu prabhedatrayam asti mahakavyam khandakavyam muktakam iti. Mahakavyasya lakshanam asmabhihi adav adhitam. Raghuvamshasya pitika rupena mahakavyam nama kidrisham bhavati tatra kim kim keke amshaha bhaveyuhu iti. Laghu kavyam tu khandakavyam iti kathyate. So khandakavyasya tadrisham lakshanam nasti. It does not have a very detailed restrictive characteristics as a mahakavya, but that does not fit into mahakavya either in its length or its variety. It has some portions, some features of the mahakavya is called a khandakavya. A majority of the kavyas are khandakavyas. Muktakam iti tu swatantrena arthavabodham janayati yaha shlokaha. Mainly the subhashitas, okay, collection. Sometimes they may be part of a wider text, but they can also be independent. So chatushlokaha bhavanti, prahelikaha bhavanti, subhashitani bhavanti. All these are muktakas. That is like pearls, individual pearls which can be understood and enjoyed without a context, right? Without requiring a bigger context. Evam padyakavyam त्रिविधं भवति. गद्यपद्यमयं काव्यं चम्पूरित्यभिधीयते इत्यस्ति. यत्र गद्यम् अपि भवति, पद्यानि अपि भवन्ति, तादृशं काव्यं चम्पूकाव्यम्. तत्र प्रभेदः इति नास्ति, कानिचन चम्पूकाव्यानि सन्ति. We should also remember that it is not necessarily that it is a kavya of that type, as in, say, the Panchatantra, Hitopadesha, etc. They are also champus, as in, they have a mishrana of gadya and padya. A nataka is also like a champu, right? As in, it has a mishrana of gadya and padya. Okay. Evam, drishyakavyani, shravyakavyani. तत्र रूपकाणि उपरूपकाणि गद्यं पद्यं चम्पूः इति पञ्च मुख्यप्रभेदाः सन्ति. एतेषां सर्वेषां विषये एकं शास्त्रमपि अस्ति, साहित्यशास्त्रम् अथवा अलङ्कारशास्त्रम् इति कथ्यते. सो इवन् दो इट् इस् अ शास्त्र, इट् इस् प्योर्लि रिलेटेड् टु दीस्, दट् इस् वै ऐ हव् पुट् इट् अण्डर् दिस्. सो साहित्यशास्त्रम्, अलङ्कारशास्त्रम् इत्यपि कथ्यते. तत्र नाम्नः श्रवणेन केवलम् अलङ्काराः इति भ्रमः स्यात्, किन्तु वस्तुतः तथा न. साहित्यशास्त्रस्य बहवः ग्रन्थाः सन्ति, स्टार्टिङ्ग् रैट् फ्रम् द नाट्यशास्त्र आफ् भरत. दट् इस् वेर् ही, दट् इस् द ओल्डेस्ट् टेक्स्ट्. ही डिफैन्स् मेनी आफ् द थिङ्ग्स्. ततः बहूनि सन्ति, काव्यप्रकाशः, ध्वन्यालोकः, साहित्यदर्पणः, एवं बहवः ग्रन्थाः सन्ति. तत्र किं क्रियते इति चेत्, काव्यस्वरूपं, काव्यं नाम कीदृशं भवति, काव्यप्रभेदाः अत्र अस्माभिः यद्दृश्यते तत्र प्रत्येकं प्रभेदः, तेषां लक्षणानि, महाकाव्यं कीदृशं भवेत्, नाटकं कीदृशं भवेत् इत्यादि. रसोत्पत्तिः, रसस्य अनुभवः, रसानुभवः कथं भवति, काव्ये मुख्यः अंशः कः. देर् आर् एक्चुलि सेवरल् थियरीस् रिगार्डिङ्ग् दिस्. ओके. सो रसः नाट्यशास्त्रे भरतेनैव उक्तः. लेटर् आन् देर् आर् से देर् इस् द रीतिसम्प्रदाय, देर् इस् द रससम्प्रदाय, ध्वनिसम्प्रदाय. आनन्दवर्धनाचार्यः ध्वनेः विषये वदति, रीतिः, औचित्यम् इत्येवं बहुविधं. हौ डु वि एक्चुअलि गेट् दट् एञ्जाय्मेण्ट् औट् आफ् अ काव्य. तत्र किं भवति चेत् उत्तमकाव्यं भवति, तस्मात् अस्माकम् आनन्दः कथं जायते इत्यत्र बहुधा चिन्तनं कृतमस्ति साहित्यशास्त्रे. अलङ्काराः तत्तु अस्त्येव. सो काव्यस्य अलङ्कारभूताः शब्दालङ्काराः, अर्थालङ्काराः, तेषां लक्षणानि, काव्यगुणाः, काव्यदोषाः, काव्ये गुणभूताः अंशाः के, एवं के दोषाः इत्येवं सर्वमपि साहित्यशास्त्रग्रन्थेषु विविच्यते. सो आल् दीस् आर् एक्स्प्लेन्ड् इन् टेक्स्ट् आफ् साहित्यशास्त्र. So this is what we call the literature, kavyam iti. So if we go back to the original, we have seen the kavya where it is rasabhavasya pradhanyam bhavati. Shastram ityatra kim bhavati iti pashyamaha chet. So mukhyataha atra pancha vargaha krutaha. So prathamam tu वेदाः, ततः वेदाङ्गानि, दर्शनानि, इतिहासपुराणानि, अन्यशास्त्राणि इत्येवं पञ्चवर्गाः कृताः. सो देर् आर् डिफरेण्ट् एन्यूमरेशन्स् आफ् दीस् एक्चुलि इन् डिफरेण्ट् सोर्सस्. सो वि नार्मली टाक् आफ् चतुर्दशविद्यास्थानानि अथवा अष्टादशविद्यास्थानानि इति उच्यते. अङ्गानि वेदाश्चत्वारः, मीमांसान्यायविस्तरः, पुराणं धर्मशास्त्रञ्च, विद्याह्येताश्चतुर्दश इति उच्यते. सो इट् इस् अ सङ्ग्रह आफ् दीस्, इवन् दो इट् डजन्ट् सेपरेट्ली टेल् आल् दीस्. मेन्ली दीस् आर् द शास्त्र granthas. Okay, so of them, the primary one is of course the Vedah. So, prayaha asmakam sarvani shastrani vedamulani eva vedokhilo dharmamulam iti kathyate. So most of the other shastras are meant as subsidiary to the Vedas. So Vedah chatvaraha sarve janimaha rigyajas samatharvani chandamsi. So Rigvedaha, Yajurvedaha, Samavedaha, Atharvavedaha iti chaturdha vedasya vibhagaha vedavyasa maharshibhihi kutaha. Atayeva saha vedavyasaha, vyasaha nama vibhagaha adau akhandaha vedaha asit tasya vibhagaha kritaha iti pratiti asti. Tatra vedeshu anya vidhaha prabhedaha api santi. So the main categorization of Vedas is based on their format, which we'll see later. Tatra punaha vedeshu vibhagaha santi. Prati vedam, samhita, brahmanam, aranyakam, upanishat iti chatvaraha vedaha santi. Astataha prati vedam shakhaha santi. Prati shakham evam prabhedaha santi. Okay. Tadapi agre pashyamaha. In today's class, I'm only giving an introduction, the first level of these. We will try to go one more level down and try to see what is there. Okay. Primary knowledge of each of these. Tesham vishaye kinchit kinchit jani maha agrim varge. Asmin varge sthula rupena sarvesham vibhaganam kinchit jnanam praptuma. Vedangani, Vedasya Angani. So Vedasya Avagamanartham Anushtanartham cha Yani Shastrani Apekshitani Tani Vedangani iti kathyante. Shat Vedangani Santi. Shiksha Vyakaranam Chandaha Niruktam Jyotisham Kalpaha. Shiksha Vyakaranam Chandaha Niruktam Jyotisham Tatha Kalpascheti Shadangani Vedasyahur Manishinaha iti Karika Asti. Shat Vedangani Bhavanti. Tatra Shiksha Shastram Namakim. So phonetics iti yat kathyate tadeva Shiksha Shastram Uccharana Shastram Vedasya Uccharanartham. So Veda is Shruti or Shabda. So the most important part of Veda is the Uccharana. That is how Vedas have been preserved through the ages, purely by the Shruti. So from the Guru to the Shishya, it is the Avichinna Parampara, purely dependent on the Uccharana. So the principal Vedanga which helps in preservation, which gives rules on how they are to be pronounced and the different varanas and their characteristics is the Shiksha Shastra or the phonetics. Dvitiyam tu Vyakaranam Shabdanushasanam Sarve Jani Maha. Vyakaranam Padanam Nishpattihi. Katham Prakriti Pratyaya Vibhagaha Bhavati Tatra Sadhu Padani Kani. Which are the sadhu padas in the language? Iti vyakaranam vedangam bhavati. Chandaha. Chandaha is prosodi. So tatra vairika chandamsi santi, laukika chandamsi santi. So it is the metrical analysis of the Vaidika and Laukika Padyas is in the Chandashastra. Niruktam Vedeshu Vishishya Vedeshu Prayuttanam Shabdanam Artha Jnanartham Niruktam iti Shastram Prastutam. Okay, so the Nirukta of Yaska is one of the, again, the most ancient texts available. So Nirukte Vedeshu upayuktanam shabdanam arthaha diyante kasmin arthe shabdaha prayuktaha iti. Jyotisham. Jyotish Shastram for it is not just astrology, as in the prediction of things. Tadapi antar bhavati, but it is mainly Jyotihi is the luminous bodies. That is the movement of the celestial bodies, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, and so on. So it is a pratyaksham Jyotisham Shastram. So that we can physically see and measure. So astronomy, the movement of the various bodies, the and everything is covered in the Jyotisha. It is very important for the time. It is also based on the time, because the Vedas, there are many rituals, specific times and so on. So that part is taken care of by the Jyotish Shastra. Kalpaha. Kalpashastram, Vedeshu Vihitanam Karmanam Anushthanartham Sahayam Karoti. So Kalpa Shastra, it has several subdivisions. There are the Shrauta Sutras, Shrauta Sutrani, Yajna Yaganam Vidhanam, how to perform the various Yajnas and Yagas. There are Shulva Sutrani, how to construct the Vedic altar, Yajna Mandapasya Nirmanam Katham Bhavati. There are the Grihya Sutras, Samskaraha, Grihe Yani Anushthanani Bhavanti, Tani Sutrani Bhavanti, Grihya Sutrani, Ityevam Dharma Sutrani. Also the general Dharma Sutra, okay, not the Smritis. So Smriti Hetu Dharma Shastram Iti Bhavati. The Dharma Sutras, there are sutras which are Sutra Rupena Dharmasya Bodhan Kurvanti. So all these are covered under the Kalpa Shastra. Evam Shat Vedangani. Shiksha helps in the pronunciation part. Vyakaranam helps in retaining the Shabdas correctly. Chanda Shastra helps in metrics. Nirukta in understanding the meaning. Jyotisha in time and related jnana. And Kalpa in actual performance of the rituals. Evam Vedangani Shat Bhavanti. So each of these has developed into a very wide Shastra, especially the Vyakarana Shastra. Even Jyotish Shastra, there are so many texts which have been composed over the ages, their commentaries, sub-commentaries, etc. So Etani Vedangani Bhavanti. Agre Darshanani. Drishyate Anena Iti Darshanam. Yena Shastrena Vastu Tattvasya Jnanam Bhavati. Tad Darshanam Iti Samanyataha Uchyate. So they are the basic philosophical texts. So of course Upanishad Daha Eva Moolam. So there are the Upanishads. But apart from that, there are other texts which mainly look at the philosophy. The Prakriti, the Purusha, the Atma, Atmajnana, the Padartha, etc. Trying to understand the world. So what are all the entities present in the world? How are they related to each other? What is moksha or kaivalya, or and how to attain it? So mainly revolved around those things. So darshanani, darshanani dvividhani bhavanti, astika darshanani, nastika darshanani iti. Yani vedasya pramanyam angi kurvanti, tani astika darshanani. Yani veda pramanyam na angi kurvanti, tani nastika darshanani iti kathyante. Yatha charvaka darshanam asti, bauddha darshanam, athava jaina darshanam. So they all do not accept the pramanya of Vedas. Okay, so they are called nastika darshanani. Astika darshanani tu shad darshanani ityeva khyatani. So the six darshanas are Sankhyam, Yogaha, Nyayaha, Vaisheshikaha, Purvamimamsa, Uttaramimamsa iti shad darshanani santi. Are you all able to hear me? Somebody says not heard. Shruyateva. ಓಕೆ, ಧನ್ಯವಾದ. अस्तु. एवं सांख्यं योगः न्यायः वैशेषिकः पूर्वमीमांसा उत्तरमीमांसा इति षड् दर्शनानि सन्ति. सो देर् आर् सिक्स् दर्शनास्. आल् आफ् देम् हाव् अनलैज्ड् प्रकृति एण्ड् पुरुष. सो सांख्य हेस् द बेसिक् आफ् प्रकृति पुरुष, वेर् आस् योग इन् अडिशन् योग इस् related to Sankhya. It takes many of the principles from Sankhya but includes Ishvara as a separate entity. Then there is Nyaya and Vaisheshika, again some differences between them. Purva Mimamsa is what we call the Karma Kanda. So it is mainly the Mimamsa. When we talk of Mimamsa Shastra, it is the Purva Mimamsa which we usually refer to, which purely believes in karma, that is the anushthana of the Veda vihita karmas gives specific phalas. Okay, and then we have the Uttara Mimamsa, which is probably the most popular darshana, which is more commonly known as the Vedanta. Vedanta Shastra is basically the Uttara Mimamsa. Again, it has several types. So Dvaita, Advaita, Vishishta Advaita, द्वैताद्वैत शुद्धाद्वैत इत्यादि रीत्या प्रभेदाः सन्ति. एतानि षड् दर्शनानि भवन्ति. सो प्रतिदर्शनं बहु विधाः ग्रन्थाः सन्ति. सो ईच् आफ् देम् इस् एक्स्ट्रीम्ली वैड्. सो तेषां प्रत्येकं ग्रन्थाः भवन्ति, सूत्रं, भाष्यं, वार्तिकम् इत्यादि रीत्या. ओके, so there are subdivisions in many of them, especially the Uttara Mimamsa. Tatra they are completely different streams of Vedanta. Okay, next we have the Itihasa Purana. Itihasa Purana abhyam vedam samupabrahmayet itevasti. So vedarthasya sulabhataya avagamanartham. So representing the same values and principles of the Veda in a easy to understand way are the Itihasa Puranas. Right? So tatra itihasau ityanena Ramayanam Mahabharatam cha vivakshitam. So itihasa is not just history as we see. So there are itihasika kavyani. We have some historical poems like say the Harshacharitam or the Rajatarangini and so on. So those are all not in this. When we talk of Itihasa in the context of our Shastras, we are talking about the Maharshi Pranitani Granthani. Maharshi Pranitaha Granthaha Tatra Ramayanam Mahabharatam cha Itihasaha iti kathyate. Puranani Ashtadasha Puranani Vyasa Maharshina Virachitani iti kathyante. So there are 18 main Puranas and there are also Upapuranani Santi. Bahuni Upapuranani Santi. So all these are also intended mainly to convey the same message of the Vedas. Okay. So Etaihi Saha Anya Shastrani. There are other Shastras like Dharma Shastra, Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, Gandharva Veda, and the list actually goes on. There is no complete enumeration of the other Shastras. There is Artha Shastra, there is Kama Shastra, there is Shilpa Shastra, Rasa Shastra, Sasya Shastra, and so on. So these are actually, apart from Dharma Shastra, most of these are the material Shastras. So Vidya is Para and Apara. So most of these Veda, Vedanga, Darshana, Itihasa, Purana, they are all concerned with finally reaching to the Paravidya. Whereas these are the material Shastras, which are also huge in number. Okay, so there are texts. So there is several volumes of texts which are just list out the manuscripts available science in Sanskrit. Okay, so scientific manuscripts in available in various manuscript repositories. So that listing itself is available in several volumes. Pratyekam shastram ashritya bahuvidhaha granthaha rachitaha santi. So all of them, as I said, may not be studied these days. So one is the availability of the text. Second is availability of a critical edition, and then understanding it, applying it. So there is a huge scope for work which can be done in any of these shastras. Okay. So this is again an overview. Atra kaschit prashnaha आयुर्वेदहा ऋग्वेदस्य भागहा इत्यादि उपवेदहा इत्यपि कदाचित् गणना अस्ति. So आयुर्वेद, धनुर्वेद, गांधर्ववेद, and for अथर्ववेद there are variant descents. Some of them say अर्थशास्त्रा, some of them say शास्त्रशास्त्रा, and so on. So in some categorizations they are called as उपवेदस, that is like an appendix to the main Vedas. Tadapi asti. So it is a that categorization is also there. Okay. So this is a major types or the divisions of these, and I want to say this is not, as I said, it is not a fully watertight compartments. It is just one way of looking at them to understand and grasp. Okay, so there are some other ways in which we can divide the stuff. Just one moment. So if we look at it, swarupashah vangmayasya vibhagah. If we purely look at the structure of the texts. Okay, so there is a different way in which we can approach them also. Yatha idanim vedeshu pashyamah chet trayi iti nama asti vedanam. Tatra trayaha vedaha. Tatra trayaha ityukte tatra richaha. So the compositions in Vedas, when I say the Veda Samhita, is of three kinds. So rik mantraha athava richaha iti kathyante. Padya rupaha bhavanti. So the Rigveda Samhita is mainly in the form of padyas, whereas Yajumshi, the Yajurveda, is gadya rupa, and the Samaveda is geeti. So there is a specific way of singing it, but it is called a geeti. So padya, gadya, geeti, these are the three types of mantras that we see in the Vedas. Atayeva Rigvedaha, Yajurvedaha, Samavedaha, Trayanamapi Melanena, Trayi iti Uchyate. Tatra Atharvavedaha Nastiva iti Ched Asti. Atharvavedaha, Tatra Ringmantraha Bhavanti, Yajurupaha Api Bhavanti iti Mishranam Asti. Kintu Pradhanena Trividhaha Mantraha Vedeshu Bhavanti. Tadeva Loke Pashyamaha Ched पद्यम गद्यम चंपूहु इति दृष्टम वृत्तबद्धम पद्यम वृत्तहीनम गद्यम गद्य पद्ययोहु मिश्रणम. All काव्यस is one of these kinds actually, or all texts, all loka texts, whether you are looking at काव्या or शास्त्रा, because even the शास्त्रा ग्रंथस, they are of one of these types. Many of them are in the form of पद्या. Why? Because it was easier to remember. Say the Smriti Granthas, even the Karikas, so many of them are in the form of Padyas. Whereas the commentaries, the Bhashyas, they are like Gadyas. And there may be a mixture of both. So any text can be put into these three formats. When you look at just the type of composition, Gadyam Padyam Champuhu, it is also a division of Kavya. But also it is just a type of composition. Etad atirichya shastreshu anyani api swarupani santi. For example, sutram. Sutram is a very important kind of composition which is unique to Sanskrita. सर्वेषु शास्त्रेषु अस्ति. न्यायसूत्राणि सन्ति, व्याकरणसूत्राणि सन्ति, ब्रह्मसूत्राणि सन्ति, कल्पशास्त्रेषु सूत्राणि सन्ति. एवं सर्वत्र सूत्रं, सूत्रं नाम किम्? अल्पाक्षरम् असन्दिग्धं सारवद्विश्वतो मुखम् अस्तोभमनवद्यं च सूत्रम् इति कथ्यते. सो सूत्र इस् बेसिकली अ वेरी ब्रीफ् और् अ कन्सैस् वे आफ् एक्स्प्रेसिङ्ग् द मैटर. ओके, अल्पाक्षरत्वम्. So there are other characteristics that it should still be clear, there should be no errors and so on, but mainly alpaksharam, a very brief construction and a very very packed information is a sutra. So prayah sarveshu shastreshu sutra rupena jnanam diyate, because it is easy to remember. Okay, for understanding we use the commentaries, but once you have understood it, the sutra is the easiest way to remember it. Atah sutrani bhavanti, anantaram vartikani bhavanti. So there are also vartikas in most of the shastras, right? So there is the tantra vartika, vyakarana vartikani santi, nyaya vartikani santi, and so on. So sutranam vishaye yatra chinta kriyate, charcha kriyate, uktan ukta duruktanam chinta yatra pravartate. Sutreshu yad uktamasti, yad anuktamasti, yattu durgyayatvena uktamasti, or something difficult to understand, to analyze that we have vartikas. So vartikas are slightly bigger than the sutras. So in some cases they are in the form of say anushtup shlokas, in some cases there are only lines, like sutra slightly larger, and they analyze the sutras, right? So what is told, what does it really mean, and so on. And we have a very expansive commentary called the bhashyam. So etadapi sarveshu shastreshu bhavati, brahmasutra bhashyam asti, vyakarana mahabhashyam asti, nyaya bhashyam asti. So the different shastras, all many shastras follow this structure. They have compact information in the form of sutra, so an brief analysis of it in the form of vartika, and a very detailed explanation in the form of bhashya. So most of the bhashyas are extensive. So they analyze what the sutra says, what does it mean, what do the other shastras say, how do you reject those, and so on. So evam sutram vartikam bhashyam iti swarupashah, based on the type of text. All of them may be the same shastra. Say vyakarana shastram, you have sutra, you have vartika, you have bhashya. So texts are divided based on their characteristics, how they are composed. In addition, we also have karikaha. So karikas in shastras are shlokas. So they are basically two line shlokas which help to remember some stuff. For example, as I said, there is a, say there are angani, vedangani. So there is one shloka which will summarize what are the vedangas, right? So shiksha vyakaranam chandaha niruktam jyotisham tatha kalpascheti shalangani vedasyahur manishinaha. So to summarize and remember information, we have the karika style of text. So there is sankhya karikaha santi, vyakarane vyakarana siddhanta karikaha santi. So there are different karikas in different ones. So karika is nothing but shlokas. Okay, in the form of shlokas you are presenting the shastra. Okay, then there are prakarana granthaah bhinneshu shastreshu bhavanti. Ekam amsham svikritya tasya sarvesham mukhanam adhyayanam yatra kriyate. So it is not a complete representation of the shastra. One facet of the shastra is analyzed in depth. Those are called the prakarana granthas. So it is not like the sutra will encompass the whole shastra. Again, the vartika bhashya will be for the entire text and will give a complete knowledge of the shastra.
But a Prakarana Grantha is very limited in scope. That is, it will take one portion and it will analyze it in detail. Okay. Yatha Vyakarane Paribhashendu Shekharaha iti bhavati. It will just collect the various paribhashas and analyze it. Or Vedante tu Bahavaha Bhavanti Prakarana Granthaha Nyaya Shastre Bhavanti. So specific aspects of a Shastra are discussed in Prakarana Granthas. In addition, we have the Vyakhya Granthas. So actually a majority of Samskrita Vangmaya is Vyakhyanas, whether it is on Kavyas or on Shastras. So they take a Mula Grantha and explain it in detail. Those are called the Vyakhyanas. So evamapi Vangmayasya Vibhagaha Kartum Shakyate Swarupam Ashritya. Alright. So that is one kind of division. So there is one more, Vishayashaha, based on the Vastu that is dealt with or the Lakshya. So Vishishya Kavyeshu Etadrishaha Vibhagaha Bahudha Drishyate Yatha Niti Kavyani Yatra Niti Bodhaha Eva Pradhanam Bhavati. So Panchatantram Hitopadeshaha Ityadi Niti Kavyani Iti Kathyante. Duta Kavyani Prasiddhamasti Meghadutam Anyani. So where there is a messenger, through a messenger some message is being sent. So Tadrishani Bahuni Kavyani Santi. Stotra Kavyani, of course, a very huge chunk of literature is the Stotra Kavya. Devata Stotram Eva Pradhanam Bhavati. Itihasa Kavyani, so historical Kavyas. Chitra Kavyani, so again a very unique kind where different styles of poetry. Okay, so there is something called Chitrakavya. There are different bandhas. For example, there are some bandhas which, like, you read from the starting to the end, you have something, and you read from the end to the starting, it will give you a meaningful shloka. Okay, we call the Dvisandhana Kavyam. There are shlokas completely made of a single letter. So on, I mean, Chitrakavyas are abundant in its type. Shastrakavyani api santi. So a very unique thing where there are kavyas which are composed principally to illustrate the rules of the Shastra. Mainly Vyakarana Shastra. You have the Shastrakavyas where, say, a Bhatti Kavyam, where his purpose is purely to illustrate the various Vyakarana rules. You have other Kavyas also. There is Arjuna Pandaviyam and so on. So all these are again not very comprehensive categories. Mukhyataha tattad vishayam ashritya uchyate. All of these can be put under one of the Kavya divisions. Say it's Stotra Kavyani, most of them are Padya Kavyani. They are under the Khanda Kavyas. Some of them may be muktakas, independent shlokas. Some of them may be gadyas. Especially there is a kind called the dandaka, which is like a gadya kavya, and so on. Similarly, an itihasa kavya can be a padya kavya or a gadya kavya, and so on. So these are not separate from the category. Okay, the reason I showed them is, so all these, there are different ways of classifying, but most of these can be put under one of these kinds of kavyas. Okay. So atra adyatana vargaha samapyate. So a very brief overview. Agrima vargeshu eteshu keshanchana vishaye itopi agre kinchit vistarena pathamaha prashnaha santi chet prashtumarhanti. So, Dashakumara Charitam, is it a type of Shastra Kavyam? No. Dashakumara Charitam is a Gadya Kavya. It is a Katha, a very interesting story, Kavya by Dandin, where he gives the story of 10 princes. Dashakumara, it is a very popular Gadya Kavya. And a Katha, an imaginary story. Okay. Okay, so this is mind-blowing. Who were the authors of these classifications is one question. See, not all of these classifications are available as such. I mean, if you look in any one text for exact these classifications, you will not find it. So, Kavyanam Prabhedaha Sahitya Shastra Grantheshu Labhyante. Shastreshu, we mainly have the Vidyasthanas category. So, of course, there are Shad Darshanani, they are famous. Shad Vedangani, Tanyapi Drishyante. The Amara itself lists the six Vedangas, the Vedas, etc. Shad Darshanani Api Prasiddhani. So, I have just put together the different classifications to bring it into this structure. So, this entire classification may not be available anywhere. Okay. So, okay. So, did Sanskritam use any other script besides Devanagari? See, in all, yes, definitely, yes. Sanskritam, basically in different regions of India, different scripts have been used for Sanskrita. If you go to the north, there has been Sharada, Nandinagari and so on. Before Devanagari took over. Devanagari is actually quite recent script. So, there are much older scripts. And if you come to the south, the Grantha, the Telugu script, even the Malayalam script are widely used. So, Sanskritam, several scripts have been used. It is only in the past few hundreds of years that Devanagari has been the standard for Sanskrita. So, the Rigveda, which is verses in meter, constitutes Samaveda. Is it right? As in the Rigveda is metrical, it is in the form of Padyas. Most of the, I mean the Samaveda has a majority of verses repeating from the Rigveda, but it has a different style of singing. We call it as the Geeti. So the way the Samaveda is sung is totally different from that of the Rigveda, even when the verses themselves may have been taken from the Rigveda. Okay. So, there is one question, I mean, I think two or three people have asked, Bhashyam and Vyakhyanam, are they the same? No, they are not the same. Actually, there is a difference. The Bhashyas are recognized. One thing is the, there is a definition of Bhashya. Sutrartho Varnyate Yatra Padaihi Sutranusarivihi Svapadani cha varanyante bhashyam bhashya vidho viduhu. First thing, the bhashya is on a sutra. Mainly, of course, we have the Gita bhashya, but mainly the bhashya is on the sutra. Okay, and it explains the words of the sutra. It also explains its own words. Okay, so he will add his own this one and explain it. That is called the bhashya. Whereas a vyakhyana in general is an explanation of any kind of text. And you can have vyakhyanas and sub vyakhyanas and so on. You can have a vyakhyana on a vyakhyana also. Okay, so vyakhyanasya lakshanam tu tadapi drishtam. Vigraha vakyayojana, what was it? Padachedaha padarthoktihi vigraha vakyayojana akshepotha samadhanam athava akshepascheti vyakhyanam panchalakshanam. So there are differences between bhashya and the vyakhyana in general. Okay. Which category would Panchatantra fall in? So, Panchatantra is a Niti Kavya, if we go by the this one, but it is mainly a Champu, as in it is a mixture of Padya and Gadya. Okay. Next. Etani Sarvani Paduka Sahasre Drishyate Kim. I don't know what Sarvani. If you mean the Chitra Kavya, I mean Paduka Sahasra has a section on Chitra Kavyas. Yes. Okay. Dashakumara Charita is from Ramayana or Mahabharata? Neither. Dashakumara Charita is a completely imaginary story of the poet.
Okay, so that is why it is a katha. It is a Dandin's own this one. Okay, so okay, gadya, padya, chitra, stotra. I don't know. I mean, the Paduka Sahasra has chitra kavya, and it is of course a stotra of the Paduka. Okay, and it is in the form of shlokas also. Yes. Can we say Vyakhyanam is more for prose? No, not necessarily. I mean, the Kavyas have Vyakhyanas, right? Say, Raghuvamsha has the Mallinatha Vyakhyana and so on. Vyakhyana is in prose, that is composed. It is, Vyakhyana is always a prose literature. That is, it will be in prose, but it can be for any Padya or Gadya or even another Vyakhyana, as I said. So commentaries, sub-commentaries, sub-sub-commentaries. So there are several levels. Okay. Say, for example, if you take the Ashtadhyayi Sutra, there are the sutras. On the sutras, there is Mahabhashya. On the Mahabhashya, there is the Vyakhyana called Pradipa. On the Pradipa, there are like at least 10 different commentaries. So at the fourth level commentary for the sutras. Okay. And there could be commentary on those also. Okay. It's a mind-boggling structure on how we have that tradition of commentaries in Sanskrit. Any other questions? Did Panini use any script when he wrote the Vyakarana? We don't even know if he actually wrote it or who actually brought it to a written form. Okay, no idea, because our manuscripts don't go back that far. So, did Panini write it? Did he just teach it to his students? It's very difficult to even guess what it was. Okay. So, we definitely don't have anything which Panini wrote. I mean, nothing remaining. So, even if he wrote, it would have been like several generations of transcripts and maybe the 20th or 30th generation that we have today. Because all manuscripts are like that. There will be one copy. I mean, if the author himself wrote, we call it the autograph. From there, the scribes will copy. From there, they'll copy. So these days, it's very interesting. The manuscriptology doesn't come in this, but very important shastra for Sanskrita, for the preservation of texts is that. Where, because today we only have manuscripts for any of these texts, we have only the manuscripts, and the manuscripts you are spread across the country. Now actually across the world, but even when you look at the country, so you will have manuscripts in the south, in maybe four different scripts. You will have them in Kashmir, you will have them in Assam, and they will all have a wide range of variations. Okay, so variants are very, very common because they have been copied down generations of scribes. At every step, there is a possibility of error. So it could be an error of the scribe because he didn't understand. He sometimes changes it and so on. How do we know what the poet or the author actually meant? It's a huge thing. That is why we have something called a critical edition. Okay, so critical edition compares all the different manuscripts available and tries to arrive at what could the poet have written actually. And if you look at especially the popular texts, there are like so many variations that we are no longer able to definitively say that this is what the poet wrote, even if it was 300 or 400 years ago. So, and then there are texts like Ramayana and Mahabharata, which will probably orally transmitted for hundreds of years, and then they were written down. So, it's a very interesting thing on how we arrive at the actual text. Okay. And therefore, we also have variant readings and all that. So,
So somebody says method of writing in sutras and padyas used by our ancestors is the smartest way of retaining them in memory and making them available for analysis all the time for a person. Exactly. Absolutely true. The way they encode information in so little words, and I mean, it is because of that at least this much has survived to this day. If they all wrote in detailed text, probably nothing would have survived to this day. Okay. Can you provide any information regarding Hasya, Rasa, Gadyam, Rupakam in Sanskrit? As in Hasya is one of the rasas. There are very few Sanskrita Kavyas which are Hasya Pradhana, because Hasya is not accepted as a very, you know, the principal rasa. I mean, if you look at purely comical works, they are very, very rare. So comic or Hasya is only used as an Anga, a subsidiary rasa, and not as the main rasa. But there are some kinds of rupakas, like say the Vyayoga. If you read the Madhyama Vyayoga by Bhasa, it's a very beautiful thing where he brings in the Hasya. And Bhasa is also one of the poets who uses more of Hasya rasa. Okay, in his he has written a series of natakas. We will learn more about Bhasa hopefully. So there he uses more of Hasya rasa. Otherwise, you have a standard Vidushaka who is used for Hasya. And it is more in dramas. In the Shravya Kavya, it is very less having Hasya. I mean, Valmiki has some portions where he does, there is Hasya rasa, but limited. Okay, any other questions? So adya atra thagayamaha. So in the next week we will take a look into the next level, something more about each of these categories. Gururev gatir gurumeva bhaje gurunaiva sahasmi namo gurave na guruh paramam shishurasmi gurur matirasmi gurau mama pahi guru. Dhanyavada. So next Friday we will meet as usual.